Now, you're very welcome back. We're into the last hour of this Tuesday's 9 till noon show. I do hope you're very well indeed. Now, last night we had a great show in the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny. Michal and the team down there, always great hosts, of course. And it was Highland Radio's Road to Croker in association with Highland Motors, who were supporting the GEA Team Training Fund. That's what we were doing, and the Northwest Special Olympics. It was live, as I say, from the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny. Over 500 of you joined us to chat about football. Oisin Kelly was there, Brendan Devaney was there, Anthony Molloy, Martin McHugh, Tony Boyle, Ryan Bradley, Frank McGlynn, Ronan McNamee was in there as well for a bit of an outside perspective on things. And if you missed the show, don't worry about it, because we recorded it and it's available for you as a podcast in our on-demand section. There was always great music. There was also great music, should I say, sorry for stumbling, from our own David James, of course, David Craig, and, well, I'll let Oisin Kelly introduce the other singer.
Are we up for a good old Donegal song, are we, eh? Give a big round of applause. Time to sing his new single. It's only out this week, especially for the All-Ireland final. Getting behind Donegal. It's called Up Donegal, and it's Mr. Darn Boot.
Two, 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 check one, two. How's all doing, folks? It's class to be here. These things are always better crack when you sing along, so don't be shy and help us out here. Shouting up Donegal, we're marching on, we're heading for Croker. In full song, singing Jimmy's winning matches, and the hell's up Donegal. The memories of 92 and 12 linger on. G stands for green and gold as hardy as they come. We won't back down, we'll stick around until the battle's won. There are no trains to Donegal, but we're fueled by desire. We'll save our seats on the bus to take on Sam Maguire. Yo! Shouting, up Donegal, up Donegal, we're marching on. We're heading for Croker. In full song, singing Jimmy's winning matches, and the hills up Donegal. The memories of 92 and 12 linger on. We conquered all of Ulster, put Mayo to bed. Left Monaghan rattled, shaking their heads. Now Murphy's back, he knows the crack, he's been here before. Our team of 15 heroes, and we're hungry for more. Yep. Shouting, up Donegal, up Donegal, we're marching on. We're heading for Croker. In full song, singing Jimmy's winning matches, and the hills up Donegal. The memories of 92 and 12 linger on. We're proud of where we come from, the jewel in Ireland's crown. We'll sing it loud, we'll sing it proud in every single town. The green and gold army with McGuinness at the helm. We'll stand as one together strong to take Sam home again. Shouting, up Donegal, we're marching on. We're heading for Croker. In full song, singing Jimmy's winning matches, and the hills of Donegal. The memories of 92 and 12 linger on. Shouting, up Donegal, up Donegal, we're marching on. We're heading for Croker. In full song, singing Jimmy's winning matches, and the hills of Donegal. The memories of 92 and 12 linger on. The memories of 92 and 12 linger on. Up Donegal!
Up Donegal! Yes, indeed. It was a brilliant night, and you can listen back to it in its entirety on our website right now. Let's go to, and I'm going to say this without getting sick in my mouth, Tenerife. Shane Devlin is there. Hi, Shane. How are you getting on, buddy?
Hello. Hello, Greg. Hello, Donegal.
All right, give us a weather update.
Well, here at the minute, just before you rang, the clouds are passing over a little bit, but it's about 22 degrees, so
that'll do. That'll do. And you're there resplendent in your Donegal top. Originally from Carn Dona, Shane, you've been over in Tenerife for the last 2 years now. What's life like for you?
Yes. Life is great at the moment, yeah. So I'm working in a British school here, so I'm going to give a shout out to all my colleagues, and they are the guys that we're going to do the watch party with. Most of them have no idea what Gaelic football is, but they've had to listen to me all the year, every Monday morning, giving an update on the football championship. So they're going to come to the south with me on Sunday. About 8 of us, we're going to head down and hopefully see Donegal with Sam again.
As someone who lives there, I think the tourism offering is mostly but not exclusively in the south of Tenerife. How different is day-to-day life in North Tenerife where you live, Shane?
Yeah, it's very different. Yeah, there's not much tourism here, and any of the tourism that is here is basically geared towards maybe locals or the Canarians themselves, which I like. I mean, I've barely been to the south, to be honest with you. It's something that doesn't really attract me. But I've spent this year watching all the championship matches on at home, and just for the final, I want the atmosphere. So, if there's anybody from Donegal in Tenerife on Sunday, Let's meet up. Let's watch it.
Do we know where we're going or where you're going yet? Have we got a venue?
Yes, I think so. I think so. From rumours that I've heard, there is a pub in the south with Donegal connections. I think it's called The Hole in the Wall. I did see a video actually of Orwee Daniel singing there a couple of months ago. So perhaps those rumours are true, but
well, hopefully
that's where we're going to go.
Hopefully the videos of me in there don't emerge.
I'll be asking for them now.
I'm only joking. I'm a good boy. But I've been in there. It's a cracking pub, but you can get HB sauce in there. It's got good, strong Donegal connections. You know, when you live in a way and you live in the life, but the thing is, you know, you're a 4-hour flight hop if you want to come home. But when it comes to weekends like this, do you find the heartstrings being pulled a little bit, or maybe you can just fly the flag for Donegal out there and that's enough for you?
No, absolutely. Like, I mean, most years I'd be home every summer, and like, you know, I would have been like everybody else. I'd be in the queue and all my mates there. I want to give a shout out to all the wild geese all over the world. They're all my boys from Cairn. They're waiting hard now on their ticket allocations, and I know I'd be in the queue with them, but just this year it didn't work out. But hopefully next year I'll be back. As you say, it is difficult. Like, at times, I guess I'd love to be around all the excitement in Cairn, especially with Conor being in the panel and doing so well at the minute. But I think I did shed a tear when they made the final. I'm quite an emotional guy, so there'll be tears on Sunday, no matter what. I wish I was there. In 2012, we were in the stand. It was my 25th birthday. It was an unbelievable present to get. I was there with all my friends, and my dad was there as well. So it was a great moment to share. And I was thinking about it today. You know, it was the first time Donegal reached the final since my niece was born. She's 12. It'll be her first experience of all this excitement. So a little shout out to Alicia and all my family as well. Hello, I know they're watching in there. So, and my wife as well. She, Letty, hasn't seen any of this excitement before. So she's all geared up. She's got her Donegal top ready, and she's coming down with us.
And why has she not seen any of the excitement before? Is she from Mayo?
No, she's from here.
I know that. I just thought you set me up.
That's a really poor dig.
No, but you pitched the ball. Obviously, I was going to knock it out of the park, Shane. Now, yeah, come here. I chatted to you before. Patata, you were in a band, Patata. This is a couple of years ago. Is that still going, or what's the story?
You know what? I'm kind of doing my own thing over here at the minute. The last time I was chatting to you was in 2020, and it was 2 weeks before the global pandemic, and I talked about aspirations of an album, and I had 5 songs done, and to be honest with you, just things changed after that, and I never got back in a real near ear again. So, but I'm still playing. In fact, I'm playing Thursday night in La Laguna, which is where I live up here. So if anybody's in La Laguna, I'm going to be in the garden pub.
Want is someone to walk in there, right, to La Laguna.
Yeah.
And say, I heard you on the 9 till noon show. That would just be amazing.
Well, you know what? My brother is actually due to come. He's landing here for a few days. He lives in Madrid. He's coming here for a couple of days. on Wednesday, I think. Yeah, Wednesday evening. So he's going to be there. So maybe he's listening, and he might be the one. So we'll see if we can sing a Donegal song or two.
Yeah, right, lads. Don't walk to the Hole in the Wall pub. Run to the Hole in the Wall pub Sunday afternoon. Shane's bringing bewildered locals who haven't seen a GEA game, wondering what all this crack is about. Could you say hello to Shane from the SNAs in Crana College? By the way,
that's brilliant. Brilliant. Yes. Right,
okay. What else was I going to say to you? There's another question I want to ask you. Blah, blah, blah. It's not going to come to me now. So, listen, have a wonderful Sunday, Shane. Enjoy the gigging. It must be great to sort of, you know, have the climate, have the job, have your lovely wife with you, and then be able to play a few songs in an evening in a place called La Laguna or whatever it's called. I mean, that's it. And if you want to come home, you can come home pretty handy too as well.
I'm going to be home in August, and I really hope that when I get back, the Donegal GA boys will be on tour with Sam, and I hope to God I can see Conor O'Donnell carry the Sam Maguire into the diamond and Karen Donnell. That would just be amazing. He's been an absolute role model. He's been an inspiration to everybody in Karen, and nothing else to say but up Donegal!
Good man. Listen, take care of you, Shane. Delighted to hear life's going so well. It sounds lovely and you deserve it. Take care. Up Donegal! Okay, that is Shane, who is listening to us. Shane Devlin, living in North Tenerife. So if you have any similar stories to tell, get in touch with us right now. 086 60 25 000. That's a WhatsApp or text number. And you can also, obviously, if you're outside the Republic, 00353 86 60 25 000. But I think WhatsApp generally has the international dialing code because it's such a global enterprise. Right. Okay. This is tough. I don't know what to say to this man. Jeremy, how are you? Are you all right?
Hey, Greg. How are things?
We have you stuck. We have you trapped here in Donegal, a Kerryman exiled to the county, husband of Pauline from outside Buncrana. What is life like as a Kerryman in Donegal this week?
It's been very, very exciting this week. Greg. Build up to the game, lots of good-natured rivalry, and just looking forward to the game now.
You are a Cahir Sabhain man, so obviously the GAA running through your very veins.
Yeah, from Cahir Sabhain, Greg, so probably as far away on the map of Ireland from Buncrana as you could find. GAA was always a big thing for us growing up. My own club at home there, we would have had the likes of Brian Sheehan, Maurice Fitzgerald and Jack O'Shea representing Kerry over the years. So always a big, big connection with the county team.
Yeah, and how long have you been living in Donegal now, Dermot?
I'm up here since 2019.
Right, 2019. So that's 6 years here. You're married to a Buncrana woman. You're going to be wearing a Donegal jersey on Sunday, obviously. I mean, at this point, you're a local now.
I wear a Donegal jersey up until the border, and then I swap them.
We need to have someone on the border checking people like you, switching outfits. Do you know if you've got tickets yet?
I think we have tickets, Greg. I think we're one of the lucky ones. So, I'd have to have the Kerry colours on display for the day of tennis.
And the good thing about our national sport is we can have that friendly rivalry, Jeremy, isn't it? In that you could walk into a pub in a Kerry shirt in Donegal and you're going to get a poke, don't get me wrong, but the crack would be good, and that's it. We'll all stand amongst each other down at the game in Croker on Sunday, and I think that's another element of what's so great about our sport.
Yeah, no, that absolutely is. That's a big, big thing. And look, I'll definitely be having the Kerry tap on between now and Sunday as well. So,
yeah.
But it's all part of the fun, look, and it's all a bit of, you know, bit of crack just building up to it. And even, you know, in Dublin on Sunday morning on the journey down, stop offs or even when you get it, start moving into Drumcondra, that's when it'll really kick off. But it's all good natured. It's all good. And definitely it's one of these kind of pieces that the GAA has a kind of unique kind of insight on.
And I have a feeling when you start bumping into the Kerry ones around Croker on Sunday, Jeremy, we might see that Kerry accent getting a little bit stronger. I can't help but feel you're sort of watering it down for us here in Donegal a little bit.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's kind of neutraled out over the years. Greg,
but, it's still there, but I think it'll be getting stronger on Sunday. And come here, we can't be objective. How do you think the game's going to go? Are you, as a Kerryman, optimistic, or do you think, you know, there's just such a strong wind behind Jim McGuinness and the boys? How do you think the game's going to go?
So I think it's a very close one to call, Greg. I think you're probably looking at the two best teams in the country going head to head, which, you know, that's exactly where you want the All Ireland final to be. I think Jim will probably have a special plan up his sleeve there for David Clifford and the likes. But I think it's going to be very close. And look, I wouldn't be surprised to see the game go to extra time. And it's all going to come down to on the day. Like, you know, you have David Clifford, who's an absolute star. In the prime of his powers at the moment, but then you look on the other side, and you know Jim managed to get Michael Murphy back for a year to inspire the team. So I think it's a very hard one to call.
Yeah, and I think obviously, you know, when you're planning out how you're going to play a game like this, you want to neutralise the opposition's best players, and I get that. But I do hope we see the best from both teams on Sunday.
Oh, I think that. I think that would be brilliant if that does happen. I think if you see the best of both teams, then I'd be looking through my tinted Kerry glasses and say Kerry could probably come out on top. But again, it's very hard for that to happen. You saw Kerry absolutely blow Armagh out of the water with 15 minutes of brilliance.
Yep.
But that was, to say it was a bit of a freak, I don't think you'd get that kind of period of dominance again. So I would imagine there's a lot of things that take into account, and I think it'll just be very close, very hard to call.
All right, well, hopefully it's not too quiet in the car on the way back up the road one way or other. Love to Pauline, who will hopefully have her Donegal jersey on, standing beside Dermot, who is exiled here in Donegal, but happily, I presume, with his Kerry jersey on. Enjoy the game, Dermot. Thanks for being a good sport and having a chat with us.
Likewise, thanks.
Take care of yourself. All right, good luck, good luck. Now, a very special young person is Abby. Abby Clark. She's actually a first cousin of Shelburne's Mark Coyle, but we're not talking soccer, we're talking football. And Abby's with me. I'll speak to Abby's mum, Tracy, first. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And you've got one of these things whereby you've got a lovely couple of weeks, some nice things happening, because you're on holidays at the moment, aren't you?
We are, yeah. Abby's cousin, Connor Harkin, is getting married to Sarah Kelly in Portugal. So we're here at the minute, the wedding's on Thursday. So there's exciting times, Greg.
And what a sport and family. I mentioned Mark Coyle from Shelburne. You just mentioned Connor. He played minor for Donegal a few years back. Your dad, JP Clark, he played for St Eunan's in goal. He won county medals, county championships in the past. And Abby, are you on speaker? Can Abby hear me now? Abby plays now for St Eunan's, continuing JP's legacy, and also soccer with Bonagie, because a lot of our young people now are multi-talented. Abby, how are you keeping? How's the wedding? How's the holidays?
Good.
Right. Now, you have a very, very important and exciting role on Sunday. Talk to me about what you're going to be doing on Sunday.
I'm going to be bear on Sunday.
And how did you manage to get that important job, Abby?
My uncle works in AIB, and I was a staff jar, and he put my name in.
And then he put your name in a competition, and then you were lucky to have your name drawn out, and you're going to be on the pitch flying the flag, representing Donegal. I mean, that's just a memory that's going to last forever, Abby.
Yeah.
Have you been able to get excited for it yet, or are you thinking too much about being in lovely sunny Portugal and all the fun of the wedding?
It hasn't really kicked in.
Yeah, and Mum, Tracy, it's going to be busy because you're...
Yeah.
We just hope there's no delayed flights. You're back at Dublin Airport Sunday morning, just hours before the match, and then straight to Croke Park. It's a lovely thing, isn't it? What a lovely thing for a family.
It's brilliant. It's great excitement. Greg, we would have all we go to all the matches. And Abby's been to all the matches, and she's very into watching Donegal football anyway. So the fact that she was, we really didn't think we were going to get to the All Ireland because of being on holidays and the timing of our flights. So then, whenever my brother Ronan works in AIB, so it was a competition in the staff, a staff competition. To nominate a child be the AAB flag bearer. So that's how it ended up. That's how Abby ended up with the job. And I got a ticket being her guardian also.
That's so what I was going to say. Is there a bit of gravy for Mum in this? Listen, it's wonderful stuff.
There is.
Abby, who's your favourite men's player? Who will you be looking forward to see most on Sunday, having been to games in the past? Who do you think will is the star for us on Sunday?
Oisín Gallen.
Oh, he's brilliant, isn't he? And who's your favourite ladies player, Abby? Do you follow the Donegal ladies as well?
Yes, Shauna McFadden.
Oh, right. Another cracking player. Well, Abby, listen, enjoy the rest of your break. Thanks so much. We'll be keeping an eye out for you on Sunday. Give us a wave, all right?
Okay.
Okay, good girl. And such excitement for you all, Tracy. Has the wedding happened yet?
Yeah. It's happening on Thursday. Abby's actually saying a prayer of the faithful also at the wedding, so we're practicing for that now. And we have been celebrating since we arrived, so yeah, we'll get to Thursday and enjoy the wedding with Connor and Sarah.
And what's the weather like?
It's beautiful, yeah. Okay. It's really lovely, sunny skies, blue skies, and nice heat.
So, well, listen, yeah, enjoy it, Tracy. Abby, thanks for being a good sport and chatting to us. You'll smash it out of the park reading. Funny, I'm not sure if Abby's interested in this or not. Like, I do this speaking every day, yet I had to do a reading. Mm-hmm. I had to do a reading at a wedding recently, and I would get five times as nervous for that as I would actually coming in to speak on the radio. But anyway, listen, I know Abby doesn't have nerves, and she's going to be brilliant. Okay, love to all. Thanks, Abby.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Tracy. Enjoy the rest of your holiday, and our love to the couple as well who are getting married. We've another infiltrator. It's Tricia. She's in Rathmullen. She's infiltrated the county with a Kerry flag, her Kerry flag flying high in Rathmullen. Good stuff, Tricia. I'll keep an eye out for that. Right, I'm going to talk to Grace after a quick break. If you're watching the show, you'll see a wonderful carousel of mostly young people sitting in the Sam Maguire Cup. They're coming in all the while, by the way. I won't get to show them all, but we'll certainly be able to stick them up on our socials. It's wonderful. Ronan Foley, woohoo, Abby. Can't wait for Sunday. Donna McGee also says, good luck, Abby. And thanks to Siobhan and others saying hello as well. It's great to have you watching the show. Right, Grace McGonigal, who's playing at half time for Donegal versus Kerry game on Sunday at the All Ireland. And Grace's dad, Edward, is there as well. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
How are you getting on?
Hello.
Good.
Good stuff, Edward. Good to have you with us as well. Right, Grace, you're 12, you're from Redcastle, and you've known for quite some time that you were playing in the All-Ireland, in Crook Park on Sunday, but you wouldn't have known Donegal. You might have hoped Donegal were playing, so this is an extra Brucey bonus for you, Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, a big bonus, yeah.
So
yeah.
How do you go about either Grace, or you can jump in, Edward, it's up to you two, but it'd be nice to hear from Grace, but yeah. It's up to Grace. Grace might be too shy to speak to me. How did you go about getting this slot to play at halftime, Grace?
So the school has to nominate a boy and a girl to do trials, and you go to the one in Cairn first, and if you make it through that one, you go to Convoy. And then you get picked for the Ulster final, the semi-final, or the final.
Mm-hmm. So the boy played at the Ulster match, so you got the All-Ireland final.
Yeah.
And what is the actual game? What's the actual game you're playing in, Grace?
A 7-a-side match, mini.
And have you ever played in Croke
Park? Played many matches at halftime.
Yeah, oh, brilliant! And have you ever played? Have you ever played at Croke Park before, Grace?
No.
Wow! What an amazing experience! How proud are you, Edward? It's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, it's a brilliant, yeah. It'd be a brilliant experience. They get to go down, as well as playing, they get to go down early. They all meet up and they get changed in the changing rooms beforehand and they all sit together and all. So it'll be a great experience for photographs and all that.
Yeah, and to get to use Croke Park changing rooms, dressing rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a brilliant experience, yeah.
And to get out onto the pitch, like, it's really, really such a special thing.
Yeah.
And, Grace, how long have you been playing football, Grace?
When I started primary school.
Wow, brilliant. And would you hope to go on and play for the ladies, or is it just something you're enjoying at the moment?
Yeah, I would.
All right, brilliant stuff. Well, Grace, you'll do really well. I've no doubt about that. What a wonderful, wonderful experience to have for the rest of your life, to say you played in Croke Park in a competitive match at the age of 12 and used all the changing rooms, and you're going to have amazing photos and brilliant access. Grace, do we know how jealous your friends are?
I don't know.
Well, I would say very, but they'll all be cheering you on. And have you got your tickets, Edward? Hopefully you get your tickets with Grace being a player as well.
Yeah, we're a family of five. We got some with Grace and then we had to get another two, so
brilliant.
We have them secured, thank God.
Happy days. Well, listen, enjoy it. Are you staying over or driving up and down?
No, we're going down on Saturday and staying Saturday night, then back up on Sunday night.
So we might see you in the hardcore yet, or in the Bonington, who's to say? All right then, guys.
you never know
exactly where you might bump into us. All right, take care, Edward. Grace, best of luck. All we'll be watching on, looking at you, all of us there, 70-odd thousand watching you. So best of luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good stuff. What a wonderful achievement. Shannon, how are you getting on, Shannon?
Not too bad, Greg. How are you?
Or should I call you Hopalong?
Don't worry, you wouldn't be the first to call me that.
I would say so, yeah. Shannon, I've heard your story before. You're from Castle Finn, but unfortunately, I don't want to make light of it because breaking a leg is no fun at all. But tell us how you happened to get this injury.
Yeah, well, I actually broke my foot. I broke it in two places. I was at the quarter final there, the Monaghan match,
yeah,
in Croke Park. And as everyone probably knows, it wasn't going too well for us at halftime, so the nerves were starting to set in. But when we went back in the second half, I was just trying to get myself comfortable. I kind of put my 2 feet, to like the back of the chair that was in front of me. It was empty. And there's like a wee step there. And then Michael Langan kind of ripped through the pitch, wasn't expecting it. We were at the Davin end. And everybody jumped up to see the goal going in. But, of course, when I jumped up, I broke my foot. So I kind of felt the pain straight away. I went down just as quick as I went up.
Oh, no, it must have been awful. And did you know straight away you'd done yourself a mischief?
It was very sore straight away. I kind of thought maybe... I did sit to the end of the match. I kind of thought that maybe... the pain would sort of go away a wee bit and I'd be fine towards the end of the Dublin Tyrone match that was on afterwards. So my friend Margaret was with me and she had given me an ibuprofen and I thought that would kind of tie me over. But by the end of full time in our match, it wasn't looking great. It was still really, really sore. So I went out to the first aid room in Croke Park and there was St John's ambulance staff there. They were absolutely brilliant. And they got me up to Beaumont and seen then. Well, I ended up going to Letterkenny just with the queue in Beaumont, but no, it was all started.
Yeah, okay. And it was not, I mean, listen, it's a great story, but you also missed a fantastic holiday to Malta as well, which is a beautiful part of the world. You couldn't travel, no?
No, I had a few complications just in like the weeks after.
Okay.
And then I just got word there last Monday that I wasn't able to travel. So I was supposed to go on Saturday and I had actually planned the holiday around the All-Ireland from January. So I was actually going with a few girls from Big Hurling counties. I had a friend from Tip and a friend from Limerick and they didn't care too much about the All-Ireland at the time, but I was not for missing this. I had a good feeling we'd be there in July. So,
well, it's a good job none of the girls were from Cork because they could probably not turn up for a return flight.
Yeah, well, one of the girls is from Kerry, so she got to go, and I told her she's only getting to go so she can get a wee bit of happiness before the weekend.
You're right, too. So it's been a bit of a pain, hasn't it? And a few complications, up and down from hospital. But you're on the road to recovery now. You're on the boot now. Is it boot and crutches or just the boot, Shannon?
I dropped the crutches there this week, so good I'm stuff. Just on the boot now at the minute, which is great because the crutches are kind of holding me back a wee bit.
Yeah, and what's the plan for Sunday?
Still on the lookout for tickets. I've nothing secured just yet, but hopefully now we'll get there and we'll get a few tickets started. So
people are finding out really late, even the clubs and full paid up members. They're being told it might be Thursday or Friday before they're told. It's terribly late.
That's what I know. I know myself from the other years. It's going to be a bit of like a last minute panic, but. Yeah. Hopefully something will come out and we'll get there.
Well, I think if there's anything that encapsulates that brilliant breakthrough and that goal from Michael Langan, that really without the likes of those injections, we probably wouldn't have been looking forward to Sunday. I mean, you gave it all for the county. You gave your foot in two places. How else could one show their passion, Shannon?
I don't think there's a better way, to be honest.
Well, listen, I'm glad you can sort of see the upbeat side of it, especially missing the holidays and stuff. But there'll be more to come, and we've got Sunday to look forward to. You bloody knew in January. You were planning holidays around
it. I had a feeling. I was confident from January onwards.
Well, fingers crossed you get your ticket and you get down there, Shannon. You deserve it. And we really appreciate the chat. And as I say, I know it's a bummer as well too, but it's great that you can sort of see the positive side of it, in that it shows that you arguably, for that game anyway, you are the most dedicated fan.
Definitely, I say so.
All right, take care of yourself. Thank you indeed, Greg. Shannon. Shannon from Castlefin, really hope she gets the ticket. We've been inundated with Sam photos, as you can imagine. Well, I didn't imagine, actually. I say as you can imagine, but I just didn't imagine we'd get as many. We have so many. We're going to roll it over until tomorrow. So if you haven't seen yours today, don't worry. It'll be shown tomorrow. We've been showing them during the ad breaks and during the chats here on the live stream, but we'll also stick them up on our socials. There are some brilliant pictures. And again, the before and afters, you can see some right little posers back in 92, and you wonder, are they still posing in 2025? But it's the joy of it. It's the joy. And the first thing you do, you plop the baby in. How many babies have been in that trophy? And there's some not so wee ones as well. A caller says, my son was a mascot for the Donegal team in 1992. 8 years old for Mount Charles, Joseph O'Donnell. Then he got married in 2012, one day before the All-Ireland. He's married to a Mayo woman. Okay, I wonder, is there, you know the way life can throw up things, I wonder is there anything, you know, exciting going to happen for him around 2025? Because he's got the mascot 92, he's got the marriage 2012. What does 25 hold for Joseph O'Donnell? Joseph, hope you're listening. Hope you have a great day. Let me see. I just want to stay on that vein here. Hi, Greg. I'll be watching the game in the Heritage on McLean Avenue, Yonkers in New York, New York. Donegal Abu. Very good. I don't know your name because you didn't give it to us, but you'll enjoy it. There's plenty of buntings in Keys petrol station in Lahey. Yeah, indeed. We tracked down a lot of bunting. There's bunting available in Strabane. Someone messaged me as well. We were also asking for some of your favourite Donegal songs. I'll be carrying that over to the weekend because we are broadcasting live from Hardcourt Sunday night down in Dublin. I want to make sure I get that information correct. It's not written down anywhere, is it? No. I know I'm in the Bonington on Sunday morning. I'll just double check what's happening Saturday night so I don't mislead anyone and face the wrath of Oisín Kelly. Sadie Breslin will be listening from Whitby, Ontario, Canada. She's just left in the show and will be cheering for Donegal, going all the way. That's from an Irish-Canadian. Sadie, have a wonderful time out in Canada, if you've just headed over there. You've left beautiful in the show for, I'm told, for the most part, a most beautiful country that is Canada. Love the 9 till noon show, says Patrick Boner. Thanks, Patrick. I really appreciate that. A great chat with that man whose father sold all sorts. Listen to it every day from my office in Dublin City Centre. Patrick, great to have you dipping in with us. Right, okay. Hi, my wife and I have two kids. I'll come back to that because I don't want to jump from the very, very serious to the fun stuff, if you know what I mean. Right, now we'll be back with more on the 9 till noon show after the break. Right, if you've been on social media at all, you'd have heard this guy.
What?
You know what I've noticed?
What?
You haven't said nothing about the Gaelic football championship.
Donegal gonna beat Kerry.
Huh?
Donegal is gonna beat Kerry.
What do you mean Donegal is gonna
beat? Donegal is gonna beat Kerry. The kingdom is going down. It's over. It's a wrap. The kingdom ain't winning. Kerry the kingdom ain't winning. The Gaelic football championship, Donegal gonna win.
Wait,
okay?
You know
Sam,
that?
No, you be quiet.
Well, we're hoping to be joined by that gentleman very, very shortly. And we're gonna try and find out from him why he is so confident that Donegal is going to beat the kingdom. We're waiting for him to log in and then we'll have a chat, so stay tuned for that. Hi Greg, my wife and I have two kids. We'd love to have more, but financially it's just simply not possible. We're trying to build a house, no eating out or holidays, living a basic life. It's just not financially possible to have more children. And again, you know, it's it is just not to cast any shade anyone, it's to sort of have the conversation. There's lots of different reasons. And yeah, you know, I think the state should be doing more to encourage and support people to, you know, have more kids, if that's what we should be doing. For women, continuing to take the contraceptive pill can be problematic in your 40s, approaching perimenopause and menopause. This move would simply give a couple more choice in terms of family planning. It's important that men see themselves as equally responsible for contraception. I wouldn't worry about lowering birth rate by this move alone. Lots of families would perhaps have bigger families if we had affordable housing and childcare. And just to be clear, I'm not actually suggesting that that would be the trigger for lowering birth rates. I'm just saying, if you look at everything, if you look around at all the different measures, is that the direction we're going in? I heard an idea about modern entertainment being too good that some people feel they're fulfilled without children. So the 9 till noon show entertainment is partly to blame. Okay, maybe. Maybe it's Netflix or Cora's. I'm not sure it's us. And anyway, do people be practicing or whilst listening to this show? I don't know. I didn't have actually think about it before. Thanks for that. Now, we were talking to Eunan yesterday, who was approaching his 70th birthday. He's an excellent bus driver from Inishowen, and he drives a school bus that would be tendered out by Bus Éireann. Now, if he were taking the kids on a school trip, a private school trip, they can pile onto his bus and he can take them anyway, no issue. But because he drives for Bus Éireann effectively, he is not allowed to drive after 70. Bus Éireann got in touch with us to say that Bus Éireann operates the school transport scheme on behalf of the Department of Education and Youth. Safety is a core value for Bus Éireann. The purpose of the scheme is to provide transport... we know what they do and they do great work. The retirement age for school bus drivers has been set by Bus Éireann at 70 years of age, which also applies to road passenger services. Our decision to operate the scheme with drivers up to the age of 70 is grounded in the best safety interests of our customers, including young children, our drivers and other road users. Our operating experience, together with our ongoing consultation with stakeholders, including the Road Safety Authority and other public transport operations in relation to safety, first is that our current policy balances the overreaching need for safety with the risk and the operational needs of the service provided. In acting in the best interests of the safe operation of the school transport scheme, we've also reviewed a number of external studies which show how risk of collision is increased for drivers of large vehicles over the age of 70. I'm really surprised they doubled down on it like this, that it's about a safety issue. All right, okay, that's that. Effectively, they're saying it's following guidance, it's following best safety practice and all that jazz. Any views on that? 086 60 25,000. We'd love to hear from you, or you can give us a call on 074 91 25,000. Donna Marie Doherty has been producing the show the last number of days, assisted ably by Shannon Wilkins as well, and they've been doing a cracking job. Caroline back with us tomorrow after her well-deserved break, and let me tell you, people throw out well-deserved, but she does. That is a well-deserved break. Please mention young hurler James Donnelly, St Mary's School Stranola, and Sean McCools, who played at halftime in the All-Ireland Hurling Final on Sunday last, where he stood out as the top player on the day. We've no doubt that James will be back in Croke Park. Listen, Donegal Hurling, I think it's in a positive upward fashion. And I've no doubt that James Donnelly has the potential to be a star of the future. He starred in Croke Park on Sunday. I only heard about this now. Well done to you, and thanks so much for passing that on. The last time I watched Donegal win, Sam, was in 92. I was in London in 2012 and couldn't watch it then. We're flying home on Saturday for the crack on Sunday. Up Donegal, looking forward to seeing everyone and looking forward to Sam coming up the road from Dublin. That comes in from David, Britta, Aaron and Joe. Okay, brilliant stuff. Now, we are going to be joined now by, he's a viral dude. It's Josh Prey. He's a comedian from Florida. Josh, can you hear me all right? I can't hear you, Josh. I wonder, are you muted? Hello? No, I'll tell you, I'm going to kick you out and bring you back in again, Josh. That might just be a technical issue. Stay right where you are, or indeed come back into the meeting if you don't mind. Sometimes you set up an interview and everything is going right, but it's just not going to land for you. But anyway, we shall persist because we're using our sound card for lots and lots of different things. Josh, are you there? We're going old school. We're on the telephone line. Hi, Josh.
Not a problem. How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
I am doing good, Josh. And listen, you know, there's not a person in the beautiful county of Donegal, or indeed the country, that hasn't seen your video at this stage. Talk to me about the background to the video, Josh.
So I've been very immersed in GAA culture since 2019 when I first came to the All-Ireland Finals. And ever since then, I've been in love with the GAA. Over the years, I've made various videos. This year, seemingly, by the graces of God, my videos caught fire again, and I've been able to put my full support behind Donegal this year for the All-Ireland Finals.
What caught your eye about GAA? Because, you know, you've talked about the football, the hurling. Well, the hurling's mad. I think anyone outside the country realises that. Camogie, you know, 30 guys running around with sticks. Where would you get it? But, you know, what is it about the sport that sort of you've latched on to?
It's the speed of the game. The speed of the game is absolutely insane here in America. Our favourite sports are a little bit slower, even though our athletes are extremely athletic. In regards to Ireland, the speed of the game is insane. I love the fact that it's played by men and women equally, and they equally get the same support from the fans in the community. And it's the intensity, and last but not least, it's that the athletes oftentimes play for absolutely free, so it's pride behind them playing the sport.
Yeah, it's passion. And it fits into your style, doesn't it? Because you're a very positive comedian for the most part, Josh.
Yes, sir. I try to be positive. I try to leave a positive influence on everybody I talk to, anybody I come in contact with. And I think your sport does the same. Even in losing, there's class and there's grace in not winning in the GAA. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you did come over here. Tourism Ireland latched onto you as well. GAA reached out to you. You've worked with the Two Johnnies, a popular comedy double act here in this country. What was your experience of you know, working with the Irish, coming to Ireland like? How was the welcome? How was your experience?
I am 50% Irish. Let's just get that out of the way. I am forever 50% Irish now. They've taken me like one of their own. The Two Johnnies are absolutely amazing and hilarious. I love the support Ireland has behind the Two Johnnies. I pray they continue to support them. And the fans were extremely welcoming. Some questioned my authenticity at some times, but me being in the know about GAA kind of settled that at some points.
Now, why did you go for Donegal over Kerry, Donegal over the Kingdom, Josh?
Okay, so the Kingdom is always competitive in GAA, right? Every single year, they are a team and a force to be reckoned with. The thing about Donegal is, I like the fact that every single game, there's a different player shining. There's a different player taking the reins and propelling them to victory. And I love the Avenger-like atmosphere of Donegal. And they were an underdog, and I'm always going to go for the underdog initially.
All right, brilliant, Josh. Well, listen, well done on a great video and the work that you do as well. And I like the positive vibes. There's an awful lot of crap on the internet, and it's nice when you get a nice positive buzz. And no better than man than you, Josh. Hopefully it's not too long before we see you back over here in Ireland. And thanks for being a good sport and joining us early where you are. We really appreciate it, Josh.
Of course. And remember, I am Josh-tronomous now because I called temporary winning the Hurling All-Ireland Finals. So if you were a betting man, put your money on Duty Gala.
And just before you go,
home Sam.
Just before you go, Josh, can we have an Up Donegal?
Up Donegal forever. I love it.
Good man, Josh. Love to all. Thanks so very much. We're going to talk more about it, but our sports team are all over everything else as well. And you would have heard me mention earlier on that Erin Friel is a European Youth Olympic bronze medalist. She's brought it home to Letterkenny. Well, she's not home yet. She's out in Macedonia, and we'll be carrying that in the sport. I should mention she won a 400-metre bronze on Tuesday morning. We seem to be really good at that discipline, particularly in this county, but not least the country. And if you want to hear Erin, she chatted to Oisin Kelly from Macedonia. And you can hear a good 6 minutes with Erin Friel on our website. And also Oisin caught up with Dermot McGranahan, her coach, I believe. Yeah, Dermot's her coach. He is indeed. He's the Ireland coach, actually, in fact. Okay, so it's not just about the football. Well done, Erin. We're so proud of you. If you are a fan of Erin and you want to hear her reactions from Macedonia, well, then get onto our website. They're there live for you right now. Let me see. My partner won a ticket for a voucher for a company, and it only has 30 days left on it. I don't find it very fair that companies keep vouchers as prizes and don't distribute them with ample timing. Okay, I don't know what that one's all about, but it does seem a little bit unfair. Hi, Greg and gang. If you're playing Donegal songs this week for the week that's in it, would you consider my Donegal song called The Hills and Homes of Donegal? That's from Dallin. Well, Dallin, leave it with us. As you can imagine, we're inundated and trying to be as supportive to everyone as is humanly possible. John Bresson's coming up shortly around the Northwest. Lee Gooch is going to be tapping into him from Glen Swilly. So you'll have all the usual fare from John, music and crack, but also Lee Gooch sticking his nose in to another show, but all for a good cause, live from Glen Swilly. Have a great day, everybody.